America heads, as we discussed before, tried to overthrow the government. And they were led on by a Manchurian candidate run by a person named Putin, who has actually won the Cold War by delegitimizing American democracy. But people don't seem to understand. I'm a student of political science, and we've never had a unpeaceful transition of power. These idiots have allowed Russian manipulation to create all kinds of deviant, mind-numbing concepts. Like, if one man says the vote was stolen, even though all the courts, including the Supreme Court, prove that it's not, and a total fuck like Giuliani, who lost a court every case, did not prove there was any fraud. And basically, people tried to act like if it was a heavily African-American area, that those votes didn't count, then black people cheated. When the only cheating that anybody found was actually found some Trumpers who actually voted with their dead mothers or grandmothers. So, you know, that's totally BS. They tried to say that black African-American votes didn't count in signatures. Look weird. And you check everybody's signature, they don't always do their signature the same way. And even then, there wasn't a lot of cases of that. And it wasn't enough for any judge to think there was a big problem. A lot of these cases, if you check up, they had under like 50 problems, or less than even that. And then the judges basically said, "What are you talking about? couple of things. Sometimes we like to take a microcosm, like a relationship song, and act like, well, that dude is a romantic partner, but then we're also kind of inferring that dude is at Trump. And so we talk about this flower that blooms at midnight in the tomb. But that's our idea. The flower that blooms in the midnight in the tomb, if people haven't figured it out, is the kind of hatred of racism and xenophobia. And it comes out of a really dark, dead place. And it blooms at midnight because it's a horror show. So that's our idea. Now, maybe people haven't figured that out, but that's what we mean by that. And so that's a poetic tool used to not directly say it, but now I said it, so maybe I ruined it for you. You can also think of it at the micro level. It's like a bad relationship, that you have this dark affection for somebody that does nothing but cruel things to you, but you still totally fall head over heels for that person. And that's what we like to do. And then, like, you are my dude continues that, and it totally goes into the romantic aspect. But what's interesting about You Are My Dude, it is a Teenage Engineering OPZ tune, and we just used that, and then we did a vocal over it. We didn't really do anything else with that particular song, and we really enjoyed it, and we like that kind of vibe. So the other song that we're going to put on this episode, we're going to put in some of our other political electronic songs, like Seditious F or Seditious Fucks, Rave, the K Street Fade, and Ride Me Down Dudes. And we like these songs. We've talked about them before. We're going to include them because this continues this kind of thing we've been doing. But all these songs, they're using a Beat Step Pro, which was one of our favorite sequencers. Before we lost our main gig, we were hoping to get a Phantom, and now we're going to have to stick with our current workflow until we can get a job again. And that kind of goes into, we would appreciate some support kind of without our main gig again. And so it's very important if you could hit the PayPal me link on our Spotify, which is under Bam Like a Ghost, or our SoundCloud, which is under SoundCloud Bam Like a Ghost, or the Anchor FM. You can do 99 cents a month, $12 a year. That's very low, and we would appreciate it. We are interviewing bands all the time on the Phantom podcast. Today we're going to interview this weird band, the Psychopaths. They are a duo. And we're going to get into that. They have this kind of really awesome new wave, synth wave, dark wave, punk aesthetic, and we're going to talk to them about that. And we hope that everyone's safe out there. Wear your mask. Don't be a Trumper. And we'd expect that not a lot of people listen to us are Trumpers. And if you are, then you can stop and reform yourself. But yeah, we're hoping to get a new job, new gig soon. Yeah, but in between, we are doing influence marketing on IntelliBlooms, so check that out if you're an artist. Get a little freebie. Go to IntelliBlooms. Show up. Connect all your social media. Show your reach, and then you can work safely from home promoting all kinds of products like what we do. And check out some of the products we have listed here, like My Vital C, which is a really good supplement. It helps your sleep, helps your overall health. And we use it every day. And then check out, for your erotic pleasure, gvibe.com. And the G-Ball is a great little tool for your erotic pleasure. So check all these things out, and we'll talk to you later. We'll be right back.
them down, 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 down,
what can I do? Can I continue? No. pale moon, like a flower that blooms in a tomb. What kind of girl does that to you? Like a flower in bloom. Oh, consumed. What kind of girl does that moon? But like a flower that blooms at midnight in a tree.
The policeman is complicit. We're with that confidence man, duplicit in that image. Get it? That's really the drift. But the policeman is complicit with that confidence man, duplicit. If you don't forget it, if you don't forgive it. The policeman is complicit with that confidence man. Get it. The grip, don't forget it. And keep that still image very flagged in the hole. The policeman is complicit with that confidence man who possesses the image. And don't forget it. From the Confederate flag in the house of the people. Get it. And don't forgive it. The policeman is complicit with that comment from man who blippers. You don't, you forgive it. The image of those pigs in the house of the people. You don't forgive it. Don't forgive it or you'll relive it. The policeman is duplicit. Man, global barrier is free. Get it. Know that the real shit. And now, the nightmare you live. Yeah, punk god man. Office of the policeman. We sold us out. We just wouldn't understand.
The police got a man in the highest office of the land. The mayor's all full. Soviet.
anyone other than you today.